everyone. Really happy to commence the meeting. First of all, I would like to acknowledge the Gubbiyalan people who are the traditional custodians of the land and like to pay respect to their elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Australians who are present. So I'd also like to welcome our CEO, Mark, all our staff. Thank you very much for all the reports that you've presented to us today, the recommendation. I'd also like to welcome the gallery and also members of the media. So first up is attendance. I'm going to flip to number three, Merrill Minute, and go to the Merrill Minute because that Merrill Minute is the council leave, grant leave of absence to Councillor Carey for the ordinary meeting today. So do I have a second of that? Thank you, Councillor Zamataro. All those in favour? Thank you. I'd also like to, on behalf of everyone, wish Councillor Carey a very speedy recovery. Looking forward to welcoming him back to next meeting. So we'll now go, so we've done attendance and politics. Conflict of interest, councillors. Does anyone have a conflict of interest in relation to any of the matters that we're discussing today? Thank you. I'll take that as a no, and no one's forward any prior to the meeting, so thank you. So we'll now go on to the confirmation of minutes from the following meeting. The first one is the ordinary meeting held Tuesday, the 1st of October 2009. Do I have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Molly. Seconded. Thank you, Councillor Kerr. Councillors, are there any issues with the minutes, changes, questions? Okay, on that basis, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. We'll now go on to the special meeting. That's the confirmation of the minutes for the special meeting held Wednesday, 9th of October. Have a move to this one. Thank you, Councillor Nolley. Seconded. Councillor Kerr. Questions, comments? Nope, that's good. All those in favour? Thank you. So now we go on to the agenda items as listed. And the first one is Capital Works Progress Report for the first quarter, 2019-20. And welcome, Mr. Kriederman. Thank you very much for your report. First of all, do I have a move for this? Councillor Nolley, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Zamataro. To start off with, do we have anyone who wishes to speak against? No? Okay. So then I'll go back to Councillor Nolley as you move this. Do you have any preliminary comments or things you want to ask? Obviously, all councillors have a chance to ask any questions if they wish.
So my comment would just be that thank you, Mr. Creedman, for the report. It appears that we do an incredible amount of work in such a small shire. And I guess that's down to good management on your behalf and the CEO's behalf, so thank you very much. It's really worth the public reading these type of reports to realise just how much we get through. It's phenomenal. And I do sometimes post them on my Facebook just to let people know. I hope people are reading them because we really need to get it out there, the amount of work that gets done. But nothing in particular. It appears that everything's going well, and thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nolley. Any other councillors, any comments? Okay. I'll just also add some comments myself. Certainly I do want to commend you, Mr. Kriederman, and all your staff. It's really clear that we've had a really, really productive 3 months. And I know that that all relates back to, of course, what we've already approved in our budget. It does require some quite expert scheduling in terms of all the different aspects of doing a particular capital works. We go from quoting, we go from tenders, we have to get the materials, we have to supervise. And so, well done. And certainly, so we know that overall the delivery of this current financial year capital works program has progressed as planned, with 80% of the budget spent. So that's 1.27 million and a further 16% committed, so that's another 2.55 million. And so a total of 24% either completed or under contract. We've also delivered a number of carryover projects from the 2018-19 financial year, and they've progressed as planned, and so that's excellent. So you can see the list of projects that have been completed, and that's on page 6, and also, and that's from the 2018-19 budget, and also the ones that we've completed now for this current financial year. I'm certainly really pleased to see the progression of the Port Douglas Wastewater Treatment Plant Solar Project, Stage 2, and that's on page 12, and also all the disaster management projects that we've been able to complete, which was really good because we had quite a review, of course, after our last very heavy weather and cyclones early in the year, and so as a result of that, we've got a number of really good disaster management. Rain gauges in Upper Daintree and Bloomfield, automatic road warning signs at Anich and Foxton Bridge, automatic rain gauges at Port Douglas Waste Water Treatment Plant and the Craigley Pump Station, and automated river level gauge and 2 flood cameras for Daintree Ferry area, which is really important. So, well done, and I'd certainly think on behalf of councillors, we really have to pass on our thanks and good work to all the staff. So on that basis, unless there's any other comments or questions from councillors, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. We'll now go on to 5.2, which is the monthly financial report for September. And I'm very happy to move that. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Zamataro. Now, first of all, before I use my opening remarks, do I have anyone who wishes to speak against? So very pleased to see that the financial report, we're tracking very well again for our projected surplus. Thank you very much, Ms. Colleen, and all your staff, and of course all the staff across the organisation all contribute to our financial result. So we have an operating result which is $1.5 million ahead of budget. operating revenue is ahead by $440,000. Operating expenditure is under budget by $1.1 million, and so the operating surplus is currently $5.8 million compared to a budgeted surplus of $4.3 million. So again, you can see in the report all the details in terms of where we're ahead of budget, where we're under budget, but primarily the really important thing is that we're well on track for our surplus. Councillors, questions, comments? Well done. It's very self-explanatory. We certainly like all the reports and the graphs and the additional information that we have there. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
Colleen? So I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. So we now go on to our operational plan progress report, July to September. Have a mover for that one? Thank you, Councillor Nolly. I'll second, got no one. So I've got a mover and a seconder. Councillor Nolly, would you like to make some comments since you've moved it?
Well, once again, congratulations. I think everything, there's nothing that came out, that stood out, I think, as being a concern from council's viewpoint. So I'm very happy. I think there's a lot of great initiatives in this year's operational plan, so I'm glad to see that we're all pretty much on track at this point. That's very good, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Nolly. Does anyone wish to speak against? Any other comments?
I don't like picking things out because everything's so good.
I'll say a few things. Certainly, I just really want to congratulate everyone on the operational plan, and also, of course, Mr. Stormer. I mean, this is all the things that you are doing an expert job of coordinating across our entire organisation. I like the way that it's very well set out. We've got good information about where we're up to. Of course, we're only into the first 3 months, but we're able to see exactly and track where each operational plan initiative is heading. Certainly I'm really pleased to see that we're progressing, of course, with the implementation of the Wongeti Trail, which is going to be absolutely sensational when that's completed. It will be a great economic benefit to our Shire, as well as being just an awesome trail for people to experience. So I won't, it's obviously there for everyone to read. Anyone who's listening to the podcast later or how they listen to it, I would encourage everyone to go and in detail about how we're going with our operating plan.
So I'm
going
to put
to
the vote. Can I just say something?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to say, but I think it's interesting because it does relate to our operational plan, also our corporate plan. As you know, I'm a relief teacher. Last week I was teaching and my grade 9 class with the 15-year-olds. Who seem to be, they hit me with questions when they realised my other job. Anyway, we spent, actually, because of one unit we're doing, we're talking about the community, we spent quite a lot of time going through our corporate plan and this year's operational plan, and particularly our celebrating community pillar. And I just wanted to say that they're suitably impressed with what we're doing as a council. So these are the year 9s.
No, that's
and
really
that was kind cool. of, it was, I thought was appropriate for them.
That's really great feedback.
Yeah. Really, so the 15-year-olds are happy.
We should mandate it. All the education departments should actually really be looking for what their local council is doing.
Yeah, it really works in with a lot of the classes, actually.
Okay, unless there's any other questions or comments from councillors, I'll just invite all those in favour. And now we're going on to an equally impressive report, and that is the CEO report for the July to September 2019. Do I have a move for this?
Okay,
I'll second it. Do I have anyone who wishes to speak against? Okay. So I'm going to open it up to questions, comments. Councillor Nolley,
first of all, thank you, Mr. Stormark. I particularly like your preamble there, your opening
yes.
comments. I thought they were very good. I have a bit of trepidation to point out in anything in particular because there's so many good things in there. One thing I suppose that was slightly under my eye, I suppose, was the Mosman Riverside Leisure Park and the amount of work that this staff did to get that up and going very quickly and seeing the amount of work that went into that. So that thank you to everyone. Of course, another mention has to be Call of the Rugged Tide. That was an incredible exhibition, really well attended by the public and also well appreciated. And when I was down at Rexmill Park there, obviously the tourists were enjoying it as well as obviously the locals, so that was good. For the first time, I keep saying it, but I never do it. For the first time, I actually went and compared our three-month kind of CEO report about what happens to other similar shires in Queensland. I've been saying it for years, I was going to go and do something like that. I finally did it. And I don't think there's another council in Queensland similar who does as much as what we do, but I really think that needs to be emphasised. You know, for 12,000 people, for the size of our shire, we get through so much stuff and so many incredible initiatives, it really has to be emphasised. We have to thank our staff and we have to also give ourselves a pat on the back because, you know, someone's come up with these ideas as well, so well done everyone. That's it.
No, thank you, Councillor Nolley. That's very well said, and I certainly agree with you wholeheartedly. When you look at the detail, and also, I mean, we love to have the pics. I mean, that's really good for all of us. It's good for our community to see that. And it is an incredible array of initiatives. The Call of the Running Tide, the Big Aquatic Golf, is just sensational, and I really hope that we will be able to have that exhibition. I think the group itself wants to have it every 2 years, and I certainly know we'll enjoying that one. Looking forward to progressing the concept of the lagoon in Port Douglas. I know that we're getting really good feedback about the possibilities about that particular project. And certainly, I know that it's great to be able to talk about and celebrate our NAIDOC celebrations that we had early in July. But also, I'd like to commend staff on our fun, free fitness programs. They are getting fantastic feedback and certainly being able to utilise the pool. So, just like that feedback to be passed on to staff. That's something I know the community is really enjoying. The garden boards, they were great. Lots of people really enjoyed that and certainly Costa gave us some great promotion for our shire. Pleased to see that the Indigenous signing project is progressing. People want to look on page 49, we've got a whole list of different community engagement activities that have been underway. And again, like Councillor Nolly, certainly want to commend the excellent work that we've done in with the pool in the Caravan Park. Well done. And also, on page 59, there's some really good stats about our media and communication. And then we haven't even got to all the grants that we've got, successful grants, all the details we've got in the finance area, as well as a lot of information under our governance area. So I'm still going through it. I've highlighted so many things in this particular report. Information about our waste levy, what we're doing with recycling, again, and a whole lot of issues around environmental health. Our open spaces, natural areas, people there are doing an awesome job. Lots of detail about what we're doing and upgrading steam cleaning of all our playgrounds, for example, around Mossman to Capitulation. Lots of upgrades of garden beds, for example. Again, biosecurity is a big issue for council. As we know, I even passed a few on driving in this morning, it's on the side of the road. Obviously, the car had taken care of that pig. We also had our feral pig program. Wastewater is huge. The roof replacement of the Great Lee Reservoir, that's a big project for us. That's well underway. We've commenced with that replacement roof. And then, of course, as part of it, councillors, we've also got what we call the organisational report card. Now, that's part of this particular item. I'd just like to invite councillors, do you want to make or need to make or ask questions about this report card? Okay, lots of detail there. So what I might do is just, I really want to thank you, Mark. This is a fantastic report. I want to thank all the staff. It really does indicate the incredible amount of work this council is doing. And as Councillor Nolan has said, we are a small council. And I just think well done. And I really want that you pass that on to all the staff on our behalf. I'm going to put this to vote. All those in favour? Thank you. So now we'll actually go, that finishes the items in our open session. We have one in our closed session, which I'll read out, and that is 9.1, and prejudicial matter, S275-1H, Open Government Regulation 2012, that's QAO Final Management Report. I've read that out, so now I'll move to going to close session. Thank you, Councillor Kerr. Moved by, seconded by Councillor Nolan. All those in favour?